You're listening to the Stable Management Podcast, where we discuss the barn management topics that you're passionate about.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Stable Management Podcast. Our goal is to bring you a real-world look into the parts of horse farm management that you love or hate most, such as stall bedding, farm equipment, and pasture maintenance. During each bi-monthly episode, we'll be joined by an expert guest who shares their experiences with and perspectives on an important stable management topic. You know what it's like when folks get real loud over a horse in the heat of competition, cheering like it's overtime, because it's not just a horse, it's your obsession. And when your horse is your teammate, you'll do anything you can to make sure you both perform at your best. Purina. We've spent decades meticulously designing nutrition to help make sure your horse is at its best. Get the performance-proven, research-backed supplements your winner needs at purinamills.com/horseperformance. I'm your host, Haley Kersetter, and my guest today is Elaine Blickley, owner and consultant with Horses for Clean Water. Thank you so much for joining me today, Elaine.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So today we're going to talk about composting on horse farms, which is something that I know our readers have been very interested in, so I wanted to bring them the audio version. So if you could start off just by telling us a bit about what is composting and why is it especially relevant on horse farms?
Well, composting and compost is something that's happening in nature all around us. And nature is always breaking things down into smaller and smaller particles, which eventually becomes things like mulch and eventually soil. And all we're doing is speeding up that process. And it's important to us as horse owners because composted horse manure and stall waste is going to be a lot more useful to us than straight manure. The composting process is going to kill parasites, pathogens, and weed seeds. Plus, it changes the nitrogen in the manure to a form that's easily utilized by plants so they can use it right away. And another important environmental aspect is that once manure is composted, that nitrogen is what we call fixed, as I was just explaining. But that also means that it can't get washed off by rain or irrigation as easily as it can if it's straight manure.
For sure. So can you talk a little bit about what types of materials somebody might compost on their horse farm and anything that should also be avoided?
Well, frankly, anything organic can be composted. There's even operations that compost animal carcasses. Like a lot of times at dairies, they will compost their animals that have died. But for most of us horse owners, what we want to be composting is herbivore manure and like stall bedding. You can compost yard waste. You don't want to compost weeds. So in other words, you don't want to compost manure from any carnivores like dogs or cats because we can share pathogens with carnivores can share pathogens with us. And you also don't want to have pig manure, hog manure in your compost because they can share pathogens with humans. So basically anything that's organic on your farm, that's not a weed, that's not a carnivore manure, that can be composted. So it's usually manure and bedding. Sometimes people add some of their garden waste as well as some food waste from their houses. If you're doing that, you don't want to have anything with fats or meats or dairy products because those things can attract rats and rodents.
So if someone is looking to just get into composting for the first time, can you walk us through the basic steps of setting up a composting system on the farm?
Sure. Yeah, so composting is easy. As I said in the beginning, it's happening all around us. We're just trying to speed it up. And I had a friend of mine say once that the only thing you can do wrong with composting and the composting process is not do it. It's pretty easy to do. So you want to have organic material, so manure and bedding, and you want to add water to it so it's as damp as a wrung out sponge. And that's the key part to it, because the way I think about it is you're growing something in your compost, kind of like you would in your garden. And in your garden, you're going to water it so your lettuce and beans grow. In your compost, what you're growing is microbes. So you're growing beneficial bacteria and fungal organisms, and they need a damp environment. So it's got to stay damp all the time. If it dries out, it becomes hydrophobic, and it actually will even repel water. So damp as a wrung out sponge is critical there. And each day you're going to add your daily manure and stall waste to it. You're going to water it each day, particularly during the dry season. And what I do is I make a pile until it's as big as I can manage. And then I start a new pile. So you want it to be at least as big as a wash machine. That's like 3 cubic yards and or feet, 3 cubic feet. And that size will generate heat and start breaking down. So depending on whether you have equipment or not, depends on how big you want to make it. If you don't have a lot of equipment, you might want to make each pile as big as a washing machine. If you have a tractor, you can make the piles bigger if you want.
So can you tell us a little bit about how long it typically takes for horse manure and bedding to fully compost, and any factors that might influence that timeline?
Sure. So you can compost. There's some systems and processes that will compost in 30 days. There's commercial composters that have equipment that can speed up that process and can have finished compost in as quickly as 30 days. But what they're doing is carefully managing the air and the water. So you always want your compost to be aerobic. That's the process of composting that has air. The anaerobic process is a bit stinky, or it can be. And that's usually the type of compost that's associated with bad odors. Commercial composters try to make sure it's always aerobic. So as far as the timeline on all of that, what I find for us horse owners that are composting at home, realistically, it's going to be 3 months to 6 months for a finished product. And it just comes down to how well you manage the air and the water. So if you can turn it frequently so that it has air in it, you don't have to turn it all the time, just occasionally, so that it doesn't get anaerobic and stinky. And if you can make sure it's always damp, your compost is going to happen a lot quicker, more like the 3 months. But if you're not able to get to it and it's just composting slowly, or if it dries out, it's going to take a very long time and it might not ever compost.
So can you tell us a little bit about how you manage odors, insects, and runoff in your composting system?
Yeah, great. Odors, insects, and runoff are important things to keep in mind. Starting with the runoff, that has implications for water quality, and we don't want to be polluting nearby water bodies. So you want to set up your compost system so that it's not near any kind of water body. So put it as far away as possible from creeks, ponds, wetlands, irrigation ditches. And then during the rainy season, if you tarp it, that will help keep the moisture that you want inside the pile instead of super saturating it and then having runoff. So tarping it during the rainy season is really important. Some kind of cover, a tarp, or if you can put it underneath a structure with a roof, that's even more convenient. And then insects, flies, and odors actually are both associated with fresh manure and not with the composting process. So if you're composting correctly, your compost should smell organic and more like soil and not so much like manure. So just composting in itself is the biggest thing for controlling flies and odors.
You know what it's like when folks get real loud over a horse in the heat of competition, cheering like it's overtime, because it's not just a horse, it's your obsession. And when your horse is your teammate, you'll do anything you can to make sure you both perform at your best. Purina. We've spent decades meticulously designing nutrition to help make sure your horse is at its best. Get the performance-proven, research-backed supplements your winner needs at purinamills.com/horseperformance. So let's jump ahead a little bit to when you have a finished product. Can you tell us a little bit about how farms can turn this compost into this value-added product? For example, maybe they sell it or use it as a community resource?
Okay, yeah, there's lots of good things that you can do with your finished compost. So first of all, let's talk about using it on your property. So compost acts as a time-released fertilizer. It's not a high-value fertilizer. It's actually a low one. So it's not going to burn your crops or your soils. And when you apply it, what you want to do is apply it in a thin layer. And you can do that a couple of times a year, but you don't want to put on more than like 2 or 3 inches total in a year. And you never want to put it on as thick that it's going to smother your grass plants or your garden, wherever you're going to apply it. And you can apply it to pastures, you can apply it to your lawns, to your gardens, to your house plants. And we use ours in all of those. Then you can give it away to your neighbors or to people in your area that might be interested in it, gardening clubs, or you can sell it too. But what you want to be careful about is that some states have regulations as to what you can actually call compost. So you might want to look into that for your states like California, Oregon, Washington. I know they have regulations that so you can't necessarily call it compost. You might have to call it aged manure or something like that. I sell mine on Facebook Marketplace, but I've found out over the years that I can't call it manure because they don't like that word. They block it. So I call it composted. Let's see, what do I call it? A composted equestrian stall waste. So I avoid the manure part. And in my state, which is Idaho, they don't have any regulations about compost, but it's pretty popular to sell it that way. But you can also check with your natural resource agencies like extension or conservation districts sometimes have manure exchange programs. You can put out a sign if you want to sell it or give it away. Compost is always going to be more attractive than just giving away straight manure and stall waste. So, you know, you're likely to have more takers if it's compost.
So what are some of the most common mistakes that you see horse farm owners making when they're trying to compost manure and bedding?
That's a really important one. And it's one real easy mistake that I see people making, and that's not keeping it wet or damp enough. You don't want it too wet. You don't want it soaking wet, but you want it to be as damp as a wrung out sponge. So if you live in a rainy climate in the wintertime, you're definitely going to want to cover it or tarp it so it doesn't get too wet and get soggy. But you're going to want to make sure that it's always damp and try to get it damp through and through as well. So if you live in a hot or dry climate, you may even need to cover it in the summertime to keep it from drying out too much. So damp as a wrung out sponge is your key to composting.
So we're already coming to the end of our time today, and I just have one more question for you. It's one that I ask everybody about their respective topic, and that is, what is one common misconception that you often hear about composting on horse farms?
I love this question because what I hear a lot is people think that horse manure is somehow associated with weeds. And if all of us horse owners think about it, we spend so much money and time and energy buying weed-free hay and sourcing good quality feed for our horses, that weed seeds are not going to be commonly in our manure and compost. And where they're coming from is from the mismanaged manure pile that's stockpiling on a property, and weeds seeds will blow in that way because weed seeds are everywhere, and so they'll blow in and they land on the compost and or on the not compost on the stockpiled manure, and it's a happy place for them and they start growing. So weeds are typical. Weeds in compost are typical of mismanaged manure piles. So otherwise, we're not going to find them in our compost because the heat's going to break down weed seeds and help so that we have a nicer product. So we want to get rid of that folklore around weeds in horse manure.
That's great. I like that one a lot.
Oh, good.
Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today, but it's been awesome talking with you today, Elaine. Thank you so much for joining me.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And thank you all for listening today. Please remember to like this podcast, subscribe, leave a review, and recommend the Stable Management Podcast to a friend.